Hello, 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 everyone, and we are back again on a Common Sense Uncensored Monday. And I was supposed to have Mr. Tom Campbell in the house today, but he had an engagement that cropped up, so he is now rescheduled for March 25th. Hopefully he can keep that date. And Mr. Tom Campbell, who is running for the House versus Rick Becker, so we'll be able to find out what he's planning to do for the people of North Dakota in that position. But in the meantime, I have someone who is near and dear to my heart, Mr. Bruce Moe. My husband has thrown himself into the breach for us, so thank you, honey.
Yes, I seem to be the substitute, which is fine with me.
Well, you have decided that you are once again going to put your write-in candidacy where your mouth is and go as a write-in candidate for governor, because from your opinion and my opinion also, the people that we have currently being backed and running for governor are, I will put it this way, less than conservative.
Well, I do plan on getting my name on the ballot, and it's if I can't get 7,000 signatures, which I tell you what, I do not have, I do not plan on running out there and getting them by myself. If people start saying, "Hey, that guy does make sense," and then I get a pump people to help me get 7,000 signatures or whatever the hell it takes, I'll get on the ballot and we'll be cool.
Well, they can contact me if they want to help you out after today's show. They'll know a little bit more about you and the fact that what your points of views and stuff are. And if they're willing to take a petition, that's fine too. I'm going to be doing something very similar. I'm going to be looking for a lot less signatures because I'm going to be running probably for, going to attempt to maybe run for District 20 and trying to get a different set of voices heard in Bismarck.
And like me, like everybody else says, no, he should be the superintendent of public instruction. This Kirsten Baszler got to go.
I've had quite a few people request that I run for that position, and it is near and dear to my heart, but I just don't want to move. I don't want to. I'm a 68-year-old woman who doesn't want to move to Bismarck. However, we will be hopefully maybe having in the future a couple of the candidates that are running for DPI on it, because I do want to speak to them directly about that, because it is something near and dear to my heart.
We got to get Kirsten on there. I'd love to have her here.
I will ask. I will not expect a response. But so I do want to again tell you thank you very much for throwing yourself into the breach here for me at the last minute. And I want to start this off by having people kind of get to know you a little bit, because even though you've been on in various programs with me, I'm going to ask you the question, what do you think is the number one problem, first of all, in the United States, and second of all, just as a segue, in the state of North Dakota, because of course you're going to be running for governor. So if somebody said, all right, Mr. Moe, what's the number one problem in the state of North Dakota, what do you think it is?
Yeah, well, I'm going to sit there and say the obvious ones. For me, would be the deficit for the national and crony capitalism for the state, along close, and it's somewhat close, actually. There's just the uniparty in North Dakota, because there's no Democrat and Republican. So,
well, there's very few.
Yes,
there's, right. The amount of true conservative Republicans is extremely limited.
Yes. Yeah, but I'm going to go with crony capitalism in the state, which is that North Dakota's, we're enriched with it. I mean, everybody gets money from taxpayers like us that don't deserve it and haven't earned it.
Well, I think the problem is that there's so many of our legislators and other people that have tentacles in other companies that are benefiting from a lot of the construction revenue that we're seeing. They're benefiting from a lot of the TIFs that we're seeing and other things. And so if you happen to be a legislator who is understanding that there's going to be considerable building coming forth in Minot and other things, you would be able to enrich yourself with being able to say, allowing one of your LLCs that you might have get some of those construction contracts and then benefit from the TIFs that usually are attached to them.
And that's what crony capitalism it is basically. And if you really want to know, there's almost the exact same thing, crony capitalism, and I call it the CCP, you know, the people that are the crony capitalists, which I call them the crony capitalist pukes. That's what, I mean, that's kind of works with CCP. And you'll sit there, look up the definition of fascism, and that's exactly what we have with the CCP, the crony capitalists. You have that, don't you,
Katie? I did. Actually, I looked. And this is from Ken Emanuelson, and it can be seen for an example if you want to Google fascism, the Concise Encyclopedia of Economics. And the definition reads as this. An economic system under which nominally private corporations exist, but only as joint venturers with the government. The corporations conduct their operations according to the specific direction of the government, and the government protects and rewards them in return. Fascism has been described as socialism with a capitalist veneer, which is what we're seeing more and more often happening in the United States these days, unfortunately.
You do see it happening, and really, if you really don't believe that could happen to the little United States, look at what happened during the pandemic. Who the hell was shut down, and who got to stay open? You got to put this in people. We got to start learning what the heck's happening here, and it's happening in our state. Everybody goes, oh, we're so wonderful, and everybody loves everybody, you know, because I do believe half the politicians I heard so far when they had their first election ad put out, they all love us. You know what? And most of them, lots of them are the crony capitalists, and we'll talk about some specifics about it. And it's like I say, and like Kitty alluded to it, it can be hard to point out because you got friends and family that you can, and LLCs that you could hide behind. And it's like going, wow. And if you look at it and think about it, you can put two and two together and come up with formerly four. Nowadays, who knows what the education system we got here.
Well, for example, there are very few people I talk to who want electric cars. But we seem to have a lot of crony capitalism being forcing us towards that venue with the battery plant problem that they're having in Marshall in Michigan. Ford, under the direction of China, is building this huge battery plant there for cars that nobody wants. And nobody can figure out why they keep forcing these electric cars on it when even the dealerships are saying no one's buying them. I have the answer to that. Because all good things come from Europe. The European Union is currently considering a ban on repairs for all vehicles over 15 years old. So in other words, they want you driving electric cars because they can switch those cars off and on at will. They also know that those cars don't work worth diddly for any long-term driving. They also know that in the cold weather, it gets even worse. And the plan is for these smart cities where everything's within walking distance and you don't go outside of your 15-minute district. So having an electric car that doesn't need to go anywhere and would be perfect. Plus, they're also subsidizing all of the electric stations and stuff that they're putting in to charge these cars that won't be going anywhere. It's crony capitalism. They're forcing us to go down the path they want. Capitalism is pushed by the buyer. The buyer tells the corporations what they want. The corporations then spend their own money to do research and development and provide that. The only reason these electric cars and things are going as strong as they are is because of all the green incentives that they're being provided and stuff. They're paying corporations to produce a product the people do not want, are not requesting, and don't want to use it, including the people that have bought them, that said, yeah, they're not that good of a thing. but they're building them because they're being given money to build them. And that's not the way it's supposed to work, because we are providing the money for our own demise for products that we don't want.
That's right. And do remember, you are providing the money.
Yes.
So many people thinking, oh, wow, they got a grant. Our great legislatures got us a grant from the federal government. What the heck do you think the federal government got their money from, people? Come on now. We got to get this right. And another thing about the electric cars and that business, too, is kind of frustrating, because you realize that we don't have lots of the elements that they need in this country.
China does.
China has, they said 85%, but of course, you can't, any statistics they give us is full of crap. But, I mean, they obviously have pretty good numbers on it, and of course, so does Ukraine, supposedly.
Africa, where they have small children doing most of the mining.
That's a good idea, too.
Yeah.
That would be crony capitalism, you know, using the young kids, you know, supporting them. Yeah, that's what they're going to say.
But it's to save the planet.
Yes, it is. It's all to save the planet. None of it's about these crony capitalists making money for themselves, you know, and our taxpayers' money. And it's so great, because they sit there and they're getting all the benefits from what we're producing, and we're paying for it. It's like they're getting paid double.
They're getting paid at the front end and the back end.
That's double, right?
Yes, at the front end and the back end.
Yes.
But the thing is that a lot of people don't realize is this is some of the money that Cramer and the others are touting that he's bringing to the state, because North Dakota gets so much money from Cramer, and he's bringing all this money in for the CO2 pipelines and all of these other things, and that's money from the federal government. It's still our money.
You want to know something that even looking at that thing is, oh, wow, that's positive, right? It's kind of an interesting thing is where does North Dakota rank in as far as getting that federal money? We're 46. There's 45 states that gets more money from the federal government per capita. Now, this is per capita, guys. So we lose on every one of us $720 less than the average subsidy from other states. So we are paying for California's bull crap. We are paying for, actually, surprising, we aren't paying for New York, because they're number one as far as getting taxes.
But yet.
We're paying every, and it changes from 46th to 45th yet. To 43rd and stuff like that. But our legislatures are doing a terrible job, supposedly, then, because they're not getting us any money.
The thing that's funny, though, is that they're talking about, currently, they're working with farmers on carbon credits and everything else because of this course, this green movement. And a geologist, Professor Ian Plimmer, thoroughly dispels the climate crisis fairy tale in just over a minute. And he says, a trace gas, CO2, has nothing to do with our climate. It's the sun. If we get farther away from the sun, it gets cooler. If we get closer to the sun, it gets warmer. No legislation from Canberra or the UN can change the orbit of the Earth. But what they're using against us is weather. I swear, we're an eyelash hair from being told that if we just throw virgins into the volcano, climate change. I mean, this is how stupid. We are regressing backwards.
Virgins?
All right. I got to admit, we can't find any of those. All right. But what we can find really quickly is, oh, for heaven's cakes, because I know exactly where they're located. And there's nothing better than treating yourself to good homemade baked goods. And that's where Oh, for Heaven's Cakes comes in. You'll find the best cupcakes and cakes for any special occasion or just a treat. Walk in to find out more, but I'm warning you, you will not want to leave, and you certainly won't leave empty-handed. Oh for Heaven's Cakes is located on the north back side of the Grand Cities Mall. They're open Tuesdays through Friday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. and Saturdays from 9 a.m. to noon. Give them a call at 701-757-CAKE. That's 701-757-2253. Or you can email them, oforheavenscakes@yahoo.com. You can be a beautiful cupcake in a world full of muffins at Oh for Heaven's Cakes in the Grand Cities Mall. And if you're like me and you're off and out times doing all kinds of other things but baking, it's nice to have somebody else do your baking for you. Oh for Heaven's Cakes. Okay, well, here's the thing, as we like to say. They've got so many people buffaloed about the fact that we're going to die, that the weather is going to take over, and that the CO2 pipeline through Climate Solutions is going to be the answer. First of all, CO2 is not what's killing the planet. That's every plant on the planet will say, thank you very much for breathing. But now they're going to spend $300,000 of our tax money to educate us about carbon solutions coming through, and that how it's such a great deal and how we need to do better and allow these people access to our land and not complain that they're coming through. In fact, the North Dakota Industrial Commission has put forth an advance in carbon education. Is it just me, or is every time that the government is brought forth with the term education, there's a chill that goes down my spine?
Well, one, we look at how well the kids are getting educated and keeping with the carbon solutions. I mean, we're in a situation where we're paying for everything because they're sitting there, they're going to have an ad campaign, and we're paying for that dang ad campaign, which is going to be a bunch of crap. And how many people are going to believe it? I mean, and you sit there and I know it's tough because you're getting hammered by everybody, by the left, by the right. You know, everybody says this is a great thing. You know, you got, that Heitkamp down in, you know, in by the radio station down
south.
Oh,
it's 790.
Yep, and you got what's his, Hennin.
Scott Hennin.
Up here in Fargo, and they're both toting the same crap. It's like going, let's get a little honest about it. All right, one, how much money are you making by having their ads, which we, of course, paid for? It gets frustrating when everybody's making money off of us, and there's no chance. What are we going to do about it? We're going to have to, you and me are going to fight to get to stop this stuff and educate the people.
Well, yes, but see, this is the problem. You see, a three-person commission, three people,
yes,
voted unanimously to approve a $300,000 contract for AE2S Communications of Bismarck. By the way, AE2S Communications is a name seen over and over and over again in all of these situations, okay? Somehow or another, they always seem to get the bids. Crony capitalism, we were talking about that. They are developing an education and marketing program on carbon capture, sequestration, and utilization. The timing of the grant's interesting because there's a controversy over Summit Carbon Solutions project, and he cited Senator Jeff Magnum cited pending decision by the North Dakota Supreme Court regarding Summit's attempt to access private property to survey a potential pipeline route and their application for a pipeline route through the Public Service Commission, which will utilize eminent domain. So if you don't want this sucker coming through your land, eventually the plan is they're going to attempt to educate you through using your own tax money. And if that doesn't work, they're going to use the other way to make sure that you have a pipeline in your backyard no matter what. And one of these pipelines is going to be going through a populated area in Bismarck.
Yeah, it's kind of nice. It's like going, all right, oh, wow, they're going to have to go through the lawyers to get the eminent domain done. And it's going to cost them lots of money. No, again, We're going to be paying for that. If a farmer wants to do what's supposedly right, private property, I mean, he's going to be costing us more money. They could always say that, too. There's so many things that are screwed up on this situation when you start talking about eminent domain, where they're forcing you to do something that you don't want to do on your own private property. It's like, what the heck is happening? And that is what you can call crony capitalism. That is called fascism. They're doing things that we don't want them to do.
Well, and this says that the $300,000 comes from taxes paid by the energy industry. That's laughable. That first of all is a joke, but also I want people to also understand Burgum, one of the three industrial commission members who, by the way, voted for this, is a major proponent of this carbon capture. Summit's five-state project to capture carbon from ethanol plants, including crony capitalism, drum roll please, Tharaldson Ethanol at Castleton, has been met with resistance, with landowners expressing concerns about pipeline safety, damage to cropland, and property values. But our concerns mean nothing. And on a program several months ago that I had with Mark Ewens, I showed a controlled explosion of a CO2 pipeline. And it wasn't pretty. And it is not something that you will be able to walk away from. Carbon dioxide, if it explodes like this, is fatal. 100% of the time if you're anywhere near ground zero.
Now, of course, that's one thing that they do want us to complain about, is that they there or get scared about is the possibility of the explosion. And I'm going to say my thoughts are that doesn't concern me as much as them ripping us off. And that's the plan. You sit there and I listen to Les Scott Hand, and he tells me how safe they are. And historically, yes, they are pretty dang safe. But they're trying to distract us by going through the explosion possibilities when the real possibility is they're ripping us off. And that's the whole thing we got to understand. I think first, rip us off. And, of course, there is always a possibility, besides them taking all your money, you get blown up, too. So it's a double whammy.
Well, I agree with you, but it does happen. On February 22nd, 2020, a clear Saturday after weeks of rain, people decided to go fishing. But there was a pipeline explosion he didn't know that was filling the air, and he tried to tell his mom to warn her to get inside that it was coming. He called 10 minutes later, 5 minutes later, he kept calling. Little did you know that they were just down the road, unconscious from mass poisoning from a carbon dioxide pipeline rupture. More than 200 people were evacuated, and at least 45 people were hospitalized. Cars stopped working, hobbling emergency response. People lay on the ground, shaking, unable to breathe. First responders didn't even know what was going on. And 3 years after the CO2 pipeline break, people in Sartoria, Mississippi, would like people to know this is a real potential danger. I agree with you, the loss of the money is probably first and foremost. But when you look at this, last week the Biden administration announced $251 million for a dozen climate projects that focus on CO2 transport and storage. We've already established we don't need to be transporting it. We don't need to be storing it. We certainly don't need to be paying for it, but there is a danger. So you're right. But we both have, I think, legitimate concerns.
Well, there's no doubt about it. And there's always that possibility of the explosions. But, you know, it's like so many things. It's like, oh, if we can just save one life. You know, it's like going, but this one they don't give a dang about. That's pretty dang frustrating. And here's a cute one, too. Of course, we're going to build this dang pipeline, right?
Yeah.
And it's, I mean, they're going to get it, they're going to blast it through, probably, unless we fight our butts off. And then what's it do? Okay, it's actually, now the CO2 is going to be liquefied CO2. Okay, and they're going to send it out to Western North Dakota. And it's like going to sit there forever? No.
What the oil else? Industry.
Oil and gas is going to use that. Are they going to be paying for all this stuff? Is the carbon solutions paying for all this? No, we're all paying for it. And then they're going to store it. No, but they're not going to store it, by the way. It's almost going to be used. I'll bet you it's used within 2 years. They say they have to store it for 12 years before they can use it. How many here are stupid enough to believe that? It's going to be out in Dickinson and Williston probably before, soon. A lot sooner than that they're telling us. And guess what? We're going to be paying it shipped out there. And we still have to pay for the oil and the gas.
Right.
It's like it's
we're
it's
subsidizing a
great
private industry.
It's a great plan by these guys. These crony capitalist fascists are like, wow, nice job, guys. You're screwing us everywhere.
If
not
there
just
was a
the
better way
places.
To do this, the gas and oil industry should be paying for it and developing it themselves. The
exactly.
government should not be paying for it with our money, developing it so that they can use it.
Exactly. And that's what is that? We go back to the same dang word. And this is why it's so prevalent. And we're talking about just basically the pipelines, but we got CCP problems. Or CCP, crony capitalism, in so many other areas too. And you mentioned it before, TIFs.
Yes.
I mean, okay, our governor, I know you like him.
He's my fave.
Yes. What does he do? I mean, how much taxes, how much property taxes did he, owes, what, $100 million in Fargo at least? How much of that
has TIFs.
TIFs. And somebody said he doesn't pay anything down there yet.
I don't know for sure, so I'm not going to comment on that, but I do know that all of the projects were part of Renaissance zones, right, which are TIFed out, period, end of sentence.
And I got to sit there and ask you one thing. Why the heck does Doug Burgum get free TIFs? He doesn't pay any property tax or very little property taxes, while grandma out there in Beulah or something is suffering. She can't buy food because she has to pay her property taxes. Others are going to take her property or make her sell it. This is what's happening here. If you're going to have property tax, switching to property tax.
It's okay.
Reform too.
I can follow you. I'll follow the bouncing ball.
If we are going to have property taxes, everybody's got to pay it, or we don't have the dang thing. This TIF crap's got to stop. And that's part of crony capitalism too. I'll bet you anything. We get Tammy Miller is going to let Doug Burgum get all the TIFs he wants for the first 5 years, then he's going to get an extension for 5 years. That's crony capitalism everywhere.
Well, a lot of it's already happening with Epic and Minot. They haven't met their building progressions and stuff where they're supposed to, so they've already requested an extension. They've got a lot of TIFs down in Fargo, Epic as well. And the problem that I have with it is this. If TIFs are such a great deal for energizing the economy, why don't we just get rid of property taxes and energize the hell out of it by allowing all of us to provide money for the economy?
Exactly. Why? Why are what's special about them? They're little projects. Their projects, they always get it. They always get the TIFs. But like I say, why doesn't grandma get a break on it?
Well, I'm going to come right back to that because I want to do executive properties right now. And I wonder if Paul can help me by taking away Paul.
Are you still putting off that project around the house that's been bugging you forever? Do you think you can wait until spring and call a contractor and have the work done ASAP? Well, good luck with that. Executive Properties has openings right now to get that project done. In fact, you can check out their Google reviews. Diane says Executive Properties did a roof project and remodeled a bathroom in our house. We were happy with their quality of work, and the projects were completed in a timely manner. We will use Executive Properties for our next home project. Get that project done sooner than later. Call Executive Properties, 701-330-1273.
Okay, I'll tell you the reason why property taxes are so sacrosanct. Nobody wants and the political side wants to get rid of them. It's because they're uncontrolled. They can increase the value of your house. They can increase the mills. If it's over 10 mills, they can go up to 10 mills. And then after that, they have to do a vote. And of course, if it's for a school, it's for the children. But even then, they don't have to worry about it, because if they don't get the mills that they want in a vote, all they have to do is increase the value of your property. And because we're in an inflationary economy, the dollar's worth less. So what's obviously going up? Your property values. So they're making money hand over fist on this, and you have no control of it. Yes. Oh, okay. They say, oh, well, you can go to the meetings and appeal. Do you want to know how many of those actually work? Very few. The other thing is they'll say, oh, well, if you're over 65, you can fill out the paperwork, so then you don't have to pay property taxes. But someone somewhere is still paying those taxes for you, because the need for that income, because they have an unquenchable thirst to be able to pay for all the projects that they want, that does not go away. So then everybody else's is jacked up. My other problem is the fact that if your neighbor puts on an addition or does a new garage or whatever, that raises the value of his property, which also raises the value of your property, even though you haven't pounded a nail, replaced a window, or anything. So the entire construct behind this is dedicated to being able to uncontrollably tax the individuals without any recourse, which is kind of the reason we got in those little boats a couple of hundred years ago and sailed away from England.
Where the hell are we going to sail to?
That's the problem. We ain't even got anywhere.
I know. And like I said, I'm going to say this, and give me an answer out there. All you politicians, why the hell is it different from one person to the next? Isn't this, aren't we all supposed to be created equal? But hell, is that working? How is that? Do I feel equal with Dougie when he has that kind of, gets that kind of money, and I have to pay my property taxes? And like Kit says, oh, you can get a special, and you can get some relief. That means somebody, like you say, somebody else is going to have to pay for it. We got to do a better way of taxing, our fair, because this is, that's probably the second worst of all the taxes we ever get.
Well, and it, to me, as far, it's the perfect definition of taxation without representation, because you can appeal to your township board, then you have to appeal to the county. So you have to jump through all of their hoops only to, it, I would say 95% of the time, be told to pound sand. And our property taxes have, over the last 3 years, gone up over 100% and some. And I've talked to several other people who've literally seen well over 100% increases. And there's nothing you can do about it if you want to stay in your home. And I always love the simplistic comment where someone says, well, if you don't like it, sell your home and rent.
Oh, and of course, me and Kit, we have rental properties. Now, I mean, we might not be the brightest people in the world, but we are smart enough to figure out, oh, we have to pay the property taxes. Well, I guess we're going to have to add on the money to the people that are renting for us. So, yes, people, do not fall for that. You are paying for property tax, too, and it's not a good thing, and it keeps going up, and so does your rent keep going up. So don't fall for that one. And that's a hilarious one, because I sit there, and I was talking to a banker buddy of mine, and he said that, oh, just rent then. It's like, wow.
Well, okay, so let's say that stupid premise was logical and worked, which it doesn't. But let's say that that premise does. Why should you have to be forced out of your home that you've sweated and worked for? I mean, the home used to be the American dream, not paying property tax. And when you look at this, all we do is work our buns off, end up owning the home to not really own it, because who actually owns it? The township, the county, and whoever else wants to raise taxes enough to where they are going to be able to put you out on the street. And there's something that I want people to also be aware of. And this is actually, to me, a little terrifying, because this is where I see this going. All right. Where everybody says, well, if you don't like property taxes, just sell your home. All right. Well, we already know that it's not necessarily a great housing market due to the interest rates. But a new California bill, because everything good comes from California or from Europe, would make, listen to me closely, A new California bill would make illegal immigrants eligible for first-time home buyer loans. Now, that means that if they happen to have a lot of folks who are being property taxed out of their property, they're going to have a lot of, actually, they're going to be having a lot of homes coming up that may be selling for very cheaply. People like BlackRock and others are going to be purchasing those homes and then making them available at a reduced interest rate for first-time home buyer loans to who? Illegal immigrants. So they'll be taking from citizens to give to who? By the way, Marie asked, when did property taxes start in North Dakota? I don't know. I do not know. Oof. If you know, Marie, I'll try to Google that while we go. But what do you think about that, where they're going to be giving illegal immigrants in California, making them eligible for first-time homebuyer loans if this goes through?
It's, well, California's the start of all the bull crap stuff, and that's where it's going to spread. It's outrageous. I mean, that we, of course, then again, it's the destruction of the country. Oh, by the way, I always love it when they go with the 65-year-olds getting no property taxes. You know, it's kind of funny because 4 years ago when I ran for the governor for the first year, that was one of my premises, wasn't it, kid?
It was. You did that.
Yes. I haven't heard of it before, but now it's kind of a good idea. They're thinking that's, but it's like going, hey, give the old man credit for it. Oh, by the way, and you talked about selling your houses. That's probably the worst tax of all is capital gains taxes. So you're gonna get hammered both ways. It's ugly.
I have an answer from Marie. Oh. North Dakota is it's first started in 1889. It looks like it was the same in South Dakota, in Washington, in Idaho. It started in 1890. So, so that's the history of property taxes in the United States. So we've been under this burden for quite some time. And I think it's probably time that we started raising some questions. And, of course, the legislators in question will be telling you that they're doing so much with the by giving us, and I quote, I find it laughable, property tax relief. And then what happens with this one? What the deal is the fact that our relief is $500 next property tax season. They're just going to increase the value of my house, folks. Yes, Marie, so probably ever since North Dakota became a state, we've been under property taxes thumbs.
This is wonderful. And, yeah, I do. Well, I guess I'm lost right now.
Well, I tell you what.
It's going like, wow.
Well, we've hammered property taxes, but I do want to do a quick segue back to climate for one reason.
Oh, okay.
Vancouver spent $1.8 million on an electric fire truck, one, that was in service for less than a month before it was sidelined from repairs. And it is still out of service. So the vehicle was in service from December 4th, 2023 to January 2nd. 2024, $1.8 million for one fire truck. Okay, now, that's crazy enough as it is, but part of the other reason I wanted to segue back is because our property taxes and stuff, again, crony capitalism are being used to subsidize stuff, right? And one of the things that I've often made a comment on where people comment about the jaunty tilt of my tinfoil hat is cloud seeding.
Oh.
And the contrails that we see in the skies. And it finally happens. There was actually an article that came out that knocked me over with a feather, said cloud seeding may be affecting your health. Thank you very much. Somebody's finally actually said it out loud. Chemicals are dispersed into the air to change how clouds produce moisture. Okay. The chemicals alter the microphysical process that occur naturally in the environment. Question to everyone, when has man's hubris by tinkering with the environment ever gone well? Any ideas? Would that be never?
No, it doesn't happen. And obviously, remember the Rainmakers in the olden days? I think they had about as much success as it does. And they, but they, the Rainmakers, at least they just dance and stuff. They didn't cause health problems.
But again, we're subsidizing this.
It's so much
and
fun.
There's so many different chemicals that are used for cloud seeding, such as, drum roll please, this is why I wanted to go back to it, solid carbon dioxide.
I knew you were going to, how did I know that was going to come?
Silver iodide is most commonly used. I just had to bring us back there for a minute. But it's also because our tax money is paying for this. So silver iodide is a compound of silver, a metal. Silver in its purest form is extremely soft and stuff. Silver can become a bleach or an explosive. And the government is infecting our atmosphere. And once again, because of the green subsidies for this, we get to pay for it. It keeps coming back to that.
Yes. Yes, what the heck aren't we paid for? Well, obviously the federal government doesn't have any money that we haven't given them, so they can't do anything. I mean, and it's obviously nobody else in the world is going to be giving us money. So yeah, it's going to always come from us.
A formally classified operation. That's why they always said I had such a jaunty tin hat, and none of this was happening. It's now a well-known tactic. All right. A majority of commercial airlines have cloud seeding contracts with the government. You ever notice when they're taking off and it's a commercial plane and they have those nice contracts? Cloud seeding has been blamed for natural disasters like floods, tsunamis, droughts, earthquakes, tornadoes, plagues, famines, and many others are responsible for changes in the atmosphere. All right? So what we're doing is we are messing around with Mother Nature by sequestering CO2, by cloud seeding, and we get to pay for what may soon be our own demise. Just look at California and other places where we have these tremendous wildfires up in Canada and stuff, because no one will let them cut the damn lumber. Because, you're cutting old-growth forests. Old-growth forests prevent new-growth forests from appearing because they shelter the sunlight and everything else. To keep a forest healthy, one must work it. But because man and their green absurdity has gotten a hold of everyone, this is where we're currently sitting. We are literally being forced to pay for our own demise.
Kind of interesting. I noticed you wanted to say green bullshit.
I did.
Yes.
Thank you, honey.
Yes, and it is. As a rule, it's hugely bullshit. I mean, here's a cute one. I have, in some of our rentals, I always talk to the young kids. Every one of them, what's our number one problem in the world or in the country? Climate change, global warming. It's like they're scaring the hell out of these little kids.
Yes, they are.
Thank you. Oh, another one of our problems we have to do. Thank you, education, for doing the right thing. I mean, talk about another crony capitalist bunch.
Well, and now we're going to spend $300,000 to continue the education system. But this time it's going to be aimed at the adults, because we want to, there was an ad I heard today that said, we want to thank the farmers who have already granted us access and who have benefited from, I think it was $73 million in payouts so that we can be on their land.
Guess what? That's your payments. Here's your taxes, dude. You getting your money back. All right. Yes, you're getting more back. But really, really, come on, guys. We can work on this better than that.
Well, the one thing I want to make sure everybody understands is the fact that this stuff is real. I know I've been called Tin Hat for a lot of things, but this is why I really urge people to go check out Redemption Shield. Go to GrandForksBestSource.com. And at the bottom of the homepage, you can click on the shield to order today, all right? And I actually have a ground pad that's next to my computer. And the day I bought it and it arrived, I threw my arm on it while I was working, and I could feel it work. Please take a chance to check out Redemption Shield. I'm a believer.
100,000 cell towers that have gone up in the United States alone? How about the electronics that reside in every room of our homes and Wi-Fi that runs 24/7? 5G cell phones are carried in our pockets hours on end. Common complaints are ringing in the ear, sleep deprivation, palpitations, headaches, memory loss, and so much more. Redemption Shield is on the cutting edge of offering products that protect your family from electromagnetic and microwave radiation. Start protecting yourself now. Go to redemptionshield.com and get grounded and shielded today. Use code GFBS and save 10%. Redemptionshield.com.
Yes, that's GFBestSource.com. Paul came over and whispered in my ear. So make sure you go out there and find that and click on it and go for GFBS and get your 10% discount. Okay, we've got about 15 minutes left, and I know I talked to you about running for governor. So, Lord have mercy, honey, why do you want to throw yourself in the breach?
Well, because one, I always been bitching about it forever, just like lots of people do. And I says, okay, do something about it. It's just like we both agreed. You said the same thing. Sit there, and we can't just sit there and bitch about it. The problem is really bad now. We have to do what we have to do, and that's I'm going to sit there and tell you the truth. I mean, I listen to these politicians and the news pundits or the talk show hosts, and my God, they all nauseate me. I sit there and they talk. First, they talk about religion, and then they lie to you right and left. Very, very unsightly, but. You know, there's so many things that we have to work on in this state. I mean, and everybody thinks that, you know, you look at it, I don't know if you feel like running down a list of them and what you think about them. I mean, one, let's just start with, and how fast we forget about things. Let's start with probably a big one that's coming up right now, pretty damn soon, election fraud. It's a real thing. It happens.
It is. It did happen. I know you can almost be thrown in jail for it at this point, but I have to agree. I do believe that there was a considerable amount of skullduggery. And yes, a lot of it was due to the mail-in and everything else. But what's sort of gone by the wayside is the machines that they say are not connected to the internet. But then if they're not connected to the internet, how are they providing real-time information to the Secretary of State's office on how the voting is going, because that's exactly what they're doing, which says to me they are connected to the internet.
And of course Secretary of State, he says they're not connected. Oh, Mikey Howe, wow, do we need a new Secretary of State? We need some honesty there. Yes, election fraud has happened, will happen, and it's going to get worse. And yes, everybody's distracting you and talking about other possibilities of what's happened during election fraud. But now the one you can't talk about is the machines. And guess which one can do the most damage the easiest? The machines.
The machines were just shown in court that they could be altered by a simple punch with a ballpoint pen. There's another thing a lot of people have forgotten about, and that the largest company that produces the machines is owned by Biden's brother-in-law.
Really?
Brother or brother-in-law. So just in case, it's one or the other. But yes, there is connections to the voting machines to the Biden family.
Interesting.
Isn't it?
Election fraud. Definitely coming here. We talk education a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, I always sit there and say, kitty, you should run. But no, I understand why you don't want to do it.
I do. Part of me
so
really
many
does, but
problems.
Wow.
There are so many problems with that education. The curriculum obviously is bad.
Yes.
I mean, really, the CRT stuff, really, I mean, is that what we really need?
Well, it's SEL now. All they did was change the alphabet.
Yes. Okay, thank
you. SEL.
The standards, they're saying that we're doing so well. All they do is lower the standards. It's like in the world ranking going to hell. I mean, how come the other countries can do a better job than us? They're probably doing the same. We're just doing worse, in my opinion. And, of course, everybody sits there and says, well, you can't you know, you're blaming the teachers? No. Teachers are not even in the top five reasons why we're having trouble with our education.
Jimmy Carter is the one that started this. Jimmy Carter is the one that created the Department of Education. At the time that Jimmy Carter did this, the United States was ranked number one in education across the world.
Yep. Thank you, Jimmy. And it's like...
how quick it's happened.
The curriculum. What is the curriculum? You used to be reading, writing, arithmetic, right? Now what is it? I mean,
sexuality,
transgenderism.
What pronoun do I need to be? Am I being a victim today? I'm sorry, I shouldn't.
Yes. Well, by the way, we are being victimized by our government. I mean, well, that's interesting. And you said something kind of like victimized. Racial problems, always going to be a problem. It's going to be sit there. And basically,
it's class warfare, but it's being fomented again by the government, because if you can keep us fighting, the government has less to worry about as far as taking over.
It is, and that is what it is make, like you say, it's always to divide. It's always, you think about it, guys, whether you're white or black, whatever, you sit there and you think about it. Wow, it's really true. I don't know this guy, but I dislike him because I'm told to dislike him by everybody, because all the people are saying, wow, you guys got to hate each other, you know, because he's doing these things to you. And it's like, no, nobody's doing anything to you guys.
The Obamas.
There is always going to be asses out there.
Well, the Obamas actually helped with the production of a show on Netflix where it was actually said the way you can tell that something is wrong with a person is you never trust a white person. It was a story about an apocalyptic event, and where everybody was trying to figure out how to survive. And the one thing that was said by the black individuals on the screen was, you can always count that a white person is going to diss you in some way, and so you never trust them and you don't believe in anything they say.
That's ugly.
It is ugly.
It's and that's what's happening to us.
The great uniters came up with that, by the way.
And, of course, the great uniters, obviously, you look at the opposite. The great dividers, and that's what happened. Both parties, if they say something, it's usually the opposite. They're doing it too. If they find out something, telling something about the Republicans, are going to say, "Oh, they're doing this." Guarantee they're doing it, and the Democrats are going to be accused of the opposite.
Yes. It's always the other guy's fault. If something goes wrong, well, if we just vote in enough Republicans, heaven on earth shall arise. If we just vote in enough Democrats, heaven on earth. People have got to stop. Just stop and understand. Neither party is for us. Each party is for its own existence. And the only thing that they want to do is utilize us as much as they can to stay in power and stay in control. And if you're only going through life thinking that a letter after a name is going to be your salvation, you're in a deep, deep hole that you're never going to get out of.
Puppets or minions or idiots. That's what we are to them.
Well, and if you're uneducated, which we are producing, in our schools, if you're uneducated, who is more easy? There's a reason the church did not want printing presses. They did not want the Bible to be in print. They did not want books to be allowed to be easily available to the lower classes. That books were and stuff with knowledge was only supposed to be allowed to a limited few, because an intelligent populace can somehow regard itself as being able to think for itself. We aren't there anymore. We aren't there. We are teaching our children to follow instructions.
Smart people are the destruction of the elites, and they know that. They're not going to be able to make it, you know, and let's admit it, there's the class warfare is very, very prevalent in this country or in this world. And there's people that want to put us in our place.
Well, I'm going to say something that might not be terribly popular with people, but this is a meme that I saw that meant a lot to me. We are not all equal. I worked very hard my entire life to get what I have. Most of the people I know have too. I deserve where I am in life. I will not give up what I have earned so that someone who has not can feel equal. Nor will I assume their debt. I have had to pay my debt. I insist everyone else be held to the same standards. There's a difference between equity and equal, and everybody doesn't seem to be able to understand the difference between those things. I deserve to treat everybody politely. I don't deserve to pay their debts.
Exactly. I mean, it is so true that everybody thinks equal and equality are fair.
Equity and equality are two completely different things. To raise someone up physically through my hard labor to my standard is an equality.
And I shouldn't feel guilty about it
no.
either. But I tell you what, sometimes it works so well that I do feel guilty. And I hate it. I hate it when I sit there thinking, no, I have to come back to reality. No, I worked hard for what we have. Me and Kit, we worked our asses off.
We went without a lot.
Yes, and we did well, but it was not on anybody else's back, and nor would we ever think about it. Even if I became governor, there'd be no way I'd be sitting there thinking, well, how can I enrich myself? That's like should be the last thing a governor thinks about. But do you think that the last 10 governors gave a damn about cared as much about the people in North Dakota as they did themselves and their families and their friends? And
the problem is the lobbyists and everything else. And it's you may go into office with the greatest of intents, but it takes stalwart integrity to be able to resist everything that everyone has handed you. The politicians live in these bubbles where everyone tells them that they're the greatest individual, they're the smartest individual, that they work so hard, and that they deserve to get the little extra perks that they're given, like North Dakota legislators don't have to have Freedom of Information Acts on their emails and stuff. People in our national Senate and Congress can do insider trading because, of course, they deserve that little perk because they work so hard. Everybody on the freaking planet thinks they work so hard. Would you like fries with that? I deserve $25 an hour because I work so hard. You know what? Hard work is part of life. Some people are going to work very, very hard and very, very smart and come out a little bit ahead from other people. Other people are not going to be so, quote unquote, lucky or hardworking. That's the problem with life. Life is not fair. But when government attempts to make life fair, is when we start running into problems.
Well, I guess by your last statement there, if I get elected, I'm going to turn into a piece of shit.
Not with me behind you, you won't.
Oh, Lordy, it's going to be ugly. But it's actually, I tell you what, I do enjoy ranting and raving, as we would say about this stuff, because it does irk me that much about what is happening to the people, and we're not too many people are not seeing what's happening, and that's one thing I want to do, and that's one of the major reasons I run for governor, or just talk politics, is to try to enlighten people. Say, get a light bulb. Watch. I'm going to have probably 20 or 30 little podcasts over the next 7-8 months. And I tell you what, that's what you see there is what I really feel. And I'm not out there. I mean, me and Kit did well enough. I do not have to take your money.
Well, the one thing I learned from education is I spent 20 years in the belly of the beast. And we had all kinds of training on diversity. And the one thing I always mentioned that people always looked at me strangely was I even said to my students, here's the thing. Why do we spend so much time on diversity? We should be spending a lot more time on how we're the same, on what similar things we have in life. Most everybody wants to take good care of their families. Most everybody wants to achieve certain aspects in their life, a certain comfortable state of living, et cetera, et cetera. Why aren't we looking at each other and going, hey, you're exactly like me here. we could be friends because there's more that we have in common than we have that's diverse. And we have spent so many decades telling everybody how different we are rather than how similar we are, that now the only thing we can look at is our diversity rather than our similarity. And that's a sad, sad thing. So we're out of time, but honey, what are you bringing to the table? What's the last thing you want to tell everybody before we go bye-bye?
Well, what I always say, learn what the heck you're going to be voting for. Oh, by the way, look at their voting records. Yes. Is the number one thing. That's the easiest one. And you would see, like, okay, Kitty's going to run against two people that actually voted for the perverted trans.
Books in the library.
Yes. But nobody knows them. They're supposed to be conservative. So, in other words, vote, learn, get out there and read. I'm going to sit there and I usually say, if you don't know who you're voting for, don't vote. I'm going to say, learn. Study how they voted, the ex-politicians.
Okay, on those words we will say, happy Monday, everybody. Bye-bye. God bless.